My friend J.R. Russell is joining me. Marion Ministerial Alliance Food Pantry. First off, it's good to see you again.
It's great to be seen, Tom.
You know, this Marion Civic Center, you know, we talk about this. COVID presented its own problems. We're back in the groove again now with Will Rock for Food, and it's next month.
Yeah, July 29th on a Saturday. We're back on a Saturday, which is fantastic.
Good for ticket sales.
Great for ticket sales. Great for, to plan a weekend around.
All right, so what's ticket availability?
It's thinning out. Actually, since sales have been really, really good this year, there's a few left on the floor and a few left in the balcony, but if you want to get close, those opportunities have pretty much passed.
You know, well, I think it's the band.
Yeah, Little River Band.
Not exactly a lot of appearances historically in Southern Illinois.
No. But my goodness, what a hit list.
Yeah. I mean, I was literally looking at it last night, and I'd forgotten just how much there was.
Reminiscing, Help Is On The Way, Man On Your Mind, Cool Change, Lady, Night Owls, Lonesome Loser. I mean, there's a concert right there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's more.
And there's more.
So this event is coming up as the 29th. All right. And if you want to get tickets, July, next month. You want to get tickets, MCC?
MarionCCC.com. Make sure you go there. What we found is if folks are pulling up Marion and Little River Band, they get shot to another ticket website, and they'll end up paying double or more for those tickets, and that's not what we want. We don't want to put money in other people's pockets. We want to keep the money here in Southern Illinois.
Speaking of, the concert's paid for.
Yes.
And because this is the biggest, I mean, it's the cornerstone of your year's work.
It is. It's the only fundraiser we do at the Marion Ministerial Alliance. And we depend on that. But like you said, we can't do it without our sponsors that help take care of that. And I'm going to give them a big attaboy. Timberline, SIH, Southern Trust Bank, PSI Mechanical, Jackson Gray Insurance, T Street Pub, Dietrich Insurance, Ponder Heating and Air, Ice and Manufacturing, Ross Construction, and Watermark.
I know those people.
Yeah.
Most of them anyway.
That's a conglomeration of folks that care about what we do here in our town.
You know, I find this interesting, and I've got something that's just bugged me to no end. I was watching videos, news on YouTube, and the guy's he's standing in this warehouse, which is huge, like three stories in these huge places for pallets and food and cereal, and are in Canada. Mm-hmm. And he says, I don't understand why we're celebrating the fact that we need this location and look how big it is.
Yeah.
And ever since I've watched that, I've not been able to shake that because, first off, the need, but I think what he was trying to say, Canada was cost of living and the government, has done this and we shouldn't need this for everyday citizens.
Right.
But the fact is, when you see people, I think you probably have a little different takeaway than that reporter.
Yeah. That need is just, and you're right, it's shaking. It'll leave an impression on your brain when you start thinking about how many things that we take for granted and how many things that we just don't realize a lot of times that people have to live with on a daily basis. This is their life. And to wake up in the morning and, I don't know, where are we going to get food today?
Right. What's next? And how long can we make what we have last? Is literally a question. So,
and I'm not just talking about what you would consider to be like, the lowest poverty homeless person on the street. I'm talking about the mom and dad that wake up with two, three kids, and their first worry of the day is, what are we going to have for breakfast? How are we going to feed these kids?
Right. So how many people do you think you see right now on a regular basis?
We have our soup kitchen Monday through Friday. In our soup kitchen, we're serving anywhere from 80 and more, 80 and up. And those numbers always increase during the summertime. Only open for an hour. And those numbers will continue to increase as we go through summer. Our food pantry, those numbers have those have gone up 60% probably in the last 3 months.
Really? What do you attribute that to? I mean, first thing I think of is cost of food.
Cost inflation. Of food. Yeah, you can take your pick. Cost of food, inflation, cost of gasoline, cost of energy. It makes folks,
I forget about that sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, you just got a $180 power bill. Well, I only have $120 carved out. The edges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything has an impact on folks that are living, our paycheck to paycheck. you know, economy. And now that's even gotten larger because of the pressures that have been put on it.
All right, so 60% over just the last few months, and then heading into summer, where you see an increased demand because kids aren't going to school and there's food sources there, right? That's what we're thinking is happening there?
Yep, demands on the household, just like I say, they just go up during the summertime.
But you know, it's something else I've learned from you is you see people for a period of time and then you don't seem to see them again. They get better. You know, that's the part that's always kind of intrigued me is you help somebody, they do better. They end up coming back and volunteering if they don't have the money and giving you money to help other people if they do. Mm-hmm. But this kind of gives me a signal that as things go by, they do better and they kind of, I'm not saying age out of the system, but work their way out of where they need that. You see that phenomenon, don't you?
I do. And it's exciting to see that when it happens, and it lets me know that we're serving our purpose. You know, we don't want to – certainly, if somebody's in need, we're going to take care of them. But we want to help people through the gap. We want to carry their hand from point A to point B so they can get to point C.
Has the age in which people – the people you see in the food pantry changed?
I'm not sure. Probably it may get younger each year that I do this, and I think I'm on year 17 or 18.
But more younger people.
Yeah, when I say younger, 20s. I never saw 20s before. 30s, certainly the elderly, you know, that are already on a fixed income to begin with. We deal with a lot of those folks. I see more and more young families probably.
Have you seen an additional assistance come in any other form? I know we've got the Wheel Rock for concert, which we were talking about earlier, which is Little River Band coming up at the end of next month, the Marion Cultural and Civic Center. But I'm always curious about that.
Where are sources? No.
Have you seen any additional assistance come, U.S. federal government, whatever?
No. And I'll be honest with you, I don't aggressively pursue any type of federal government assistance. I learned early in my career as the executive director that anytime you get money from the state or the government, it comes with 42 strings attached and how you can use it and how you can distribute it and how you can, you know, we do rely on the St. Louis Area Food Bank. That's our staple for our food pantry. And there are requirements we have to follow for them. But I really hesitate big time to reach out beyond that because everybody wants to tell me what to do with what we get. And I'd rather put the application the way that it needs to be applied here. I don't want somebody to come to my door and say, I need help with that. I hear you have. And I'm saying, yeah, I have, but I can't give it to you because they say I can't. You know,
right.
That happens. And
I have a hard time comprehending that.
But yeah. I know. Yeah.
I mean, I'm the kind of guy you say, I need help. I'm like, what do you need?
Yeah.
And you know, other people saying you can't do that really makes me an unhappy person with the person who says you can't do that and you're wrong to do so. Well, you know, feller says he needs $5.
Right. And that's why I've always upheld the philosophy that, you know, we got to let the rubber meet the road here. And I've always been so impressed the way that our communities, and not just Marion, all across Southern Illinois, this is the most giving, most compassionate community of people that it's ever been my pleasure to be a part of. And when they see a need, they hear a need, they respond to it. We are community-based. I mean, that list I wrote down, we're the Marion Ministerial Alliance, and I just ripped off about 12 different local businesses that support us. You know.
Well, you know, and I think, you know, you and I maybe take for granted there's a story here that we're not talking about, is that you've got somebody who has backed this concert, taking care of the band so that 100% of the money can go to the Ministerial Alliance.
Yeah.
I mean, there's somebody behind this that has been there year after year to support you in such a way that the people support you, have a good time, and you see a good paycheck. I mean, what do you see out of this? If this is your biggest fundraiser, what on average after the many shows you've done do you see for the food pantry based on this one show?
Oh, this will carry us through, you know, probably 5 to 6 months. Operationally,
half a year.
Half a year. Yeah. And one sponsor in particular has really. This is a gamble, you know. The bands, everybody'd like to think, well, they're doing this for a good cause, so the band's going to show up for free, and you know, it's not going to cost you anything, and this is going to get donated. And that's not the case at all. It's a major expenditure.
There was a difference though last year. Foghat did, I think, send you some money back, didn't they?
They sure did.
I mean, they found out they were there to do show. They did shows. They got paid. And when they were at the Civic Center, they learned what the show was about.
They did.
For.
I got a call the week after, and it was from the drummer's wife, who's their manager. And I thought, oh, my goodness, something's gone wrong, or they left something behind. I normally don't get contacted by the bands afterwards. And she said, I need your address. And I said, okay. And I gave it to her, and I said, can you tell me what for? She said, the band has not stopped talking since they got home. This is Foghat. This is a band that's, you know.
They get around.
They've been around. They get around. And she said, they were so impressed with your organization and what you're trying to accomplish there, we want to send you a check. And they sent me a $1,000 check the week after. And that still gives me chills to tell that story.
We have to kick that back. J.R. Russell, quickly, J.R., we've got just seconds. There are a few tickets left. Little River Band. Mm-hmm. There's not a better place to see a show in Southern Illinois than the Marion Civic Center.
Absolutely not. Comfort, climate controlled. You don't have to worry about rain. You don't have to worry about 100-degree temperature.
Good seats, good sound.
Good sound. And let's not forget our opening band, too.
Oh, who's that?
Cicada. Again.
Oh, all right. Choppa, Wally and those guys then, right?
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to get a ticket, what do you do?
MarionCCC.com. You can also give them a call at 997-4030. Get them quick because they are going fast.